Good morning. Today's reading is John 1, 1 through 9. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
The light shines in the darkness. Let us pray. Oh God, may the words proclaimed this day in this place and in every pulpit and land be a proclamation of the light of the world into our lives, this and every day. Amen. Tony Campolo has probably preached in more places than anyone who has ever lived. Not to more people. Billy Graham, of course, would hold the trophy for that because of the huge numbers who would come to his rallies and television. And so the number of people, yes, Tony wouldn't have that distinction, but I'm sure he's preached the gospel in more places than anyone who has ever lived. I looked one time at his schedule, and I couldn't breathe. This is impossible. Spokane on Monday, and San Antonio on Wednesday, and Boston on Friday. I mean, almost every day was filled with some place that he was going to. He's preached in cathedrals and in churches and in retreats and all kinds of places, everywhere, all the time. Started as a young man. He died in November of this past year. In his last two or three years, he was not able to travel. He had two or three strokes. But he was living in this retirement center outside Philadelphia, and about 20 people would show up, and he was still preaching to 20 people. I figured, if Tony Campolo can preach to 20 people, I can preach to 30. So I'll just keep going. He died at 89. I'm 82. I got a couple more years to go. And I'm not going to stop until I have to. Tony Campolo was one of the preachers that Bill Clinton called. He had four or five pastors he called. But when he went to the Monica Lewinsky thing, he needed spiritual help. He needed somebody to pray for him. He needed some pastors to surround him and put their hands on him and make him straighten up his life and live the way he was supposed to. And so Tony was one of those four preachers who helped the president get back on track. People tell his stories, retell his stories. Now that he died a couple months ago, they're telling them all the more. And so here's one. Tony Campolo was invited to preach in Honolulu, Hawaii. God, please call me to preach there sometime in January or February. Well, he flew from Philadelphia to Honolulu, and of course his clock was all off. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, he was hungry for breakfast. So he got out of bed and he walked two or three blocks to a local diner. And he ordered breakfast and he introduced himself to the guy who owned the diner. His name was Harry. And as he was eating his breakfast, all of a sudden, eight or nine women walk into the diner. The prostitutes were off work at 3 o'clock. And they all came into the diner, and there was Tony sitting at the stool, and this woman sat next to him, and a bunch of other prostitutes, and they were loud and boisterous. And the woman who was sitting next to him, her name was Agnes, she said to the other eight or nine, she said, "Tomorrow is my birthday." And one of the other women said, "What do you want, a birthday party or something?" "No, no, no, I've never had a birthday party in my whole life. I was just saying, tomorrow is my birthday." And so after a while, they had their meal and they went out. And Tony said, still sitting at the counter, and he says to Harry, he says, "Do these women come in here every night, morning at 3 o'clock like this?" "Every day," he says. "They come in here every day." Tony says, "You know, could we have a birthday party tomorrow?" And Harry says, "Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Tomorrow is Agnes's birthday. I'll bake the cake." Tony says, "I'll decorate this place." And so the next morning, about 2:30, Tony shows up with balloons and crepe paper, and they decorate the whole diner with happy birthday, and Harry has made a birthday cake. Sure enough, 3 o'clock, not only did the eight or nine women who were there the night before, but word got out, and so there were all the great prostitutes of Honolulu had showed up. 3 o'clock in the morning. And Agnes comes in, and she can hardly stand up. Her knees are shaking. She's never in her life had a birthday party. And they sang happy birthday to her, and Harry brings forth a cake, and she tries to blow out the candles, but Harry has to help her. And Harry gives her an eye and says, "Okay, let's cut the cake, and so we can have a party." And Agnes says, "Would you mind just giving me a couple minutes? I want to take this cake home. I'll be right back, but could you just wait for me just a couple minutes?" Now, we don't know what happens, but I'm thinking, I'm using my imagination. She goes home, and I don't know if she presents the cake to her cat, or to her lover, or to her mother, or to a child. But she must have. She has never had a cake. She has never had a birthday party. While she's gone, everyone's quiet. They're waiting for Agnes to come back. And Tony says, "Well, let's pray." And Tony had everyone bow their heads and close their eyes, a congregation of prostitutes, and Tony Campolo gives a prayer. And when he's finished, Harry says, "Hey, mister, I didn't know you were a preacher. What kind of church do you preach at?" Tony says, "I preach at a church that gives birthday parties to prostitutes at 3 o'clock in the morning." And Harry sneers, he says, "That ain't true. There ain't no church like that. And if there was a church like that, I would join it." But I think there is one like that. I think there's a church just like that. And I think Harry and Agnes and all her friends, you would welcome at this table today.